So we continue our discussion of the nature of Cheskes Gimel Shanin, and we had basically three basic approaches. We really started this already last week. One approach is that fundamentally, Karka is like Metaltalin. This we're in Dayek from the Rashbam later on in Dafin based. That fundamentally karka is like metaltalin. Just like in metaltalin, you're muchsuk miyad, and then you win as long as I'm holding it now. Likewise in karka, as long as I'm holding it now, I win. The only reason I need gimel shaman is to take away a side problem, the side problem of ach v'shtarech, that since we already discussed this last week, either for halachic reasons or just for custom reasons, we sell karka with a shtar, and we sell metaltalin without a shtar, so the lack of my shtar metaltalin is meaningless. The lack of my shtar on karka is basically proof that I'm a big liar. So therefore, until 3 years, I have no excuse for not having a shtar. That's one approach. We got into a side point here, which is, if that's really true, meaning the machzik is really muchzik in the karka, just like he'd be muchzik in metaltalin. It's just that the Ma'arir can take it away from him with this proof of Ach V'Shtarech. You can really take away property from a Mochzak with the proof of Ach V'Shtarech. Ach V'Shtarech is based on a Rov. Most people wouldn't lose their Shtar within 3 years. Right? If the reason I need 3 years is because I'm Mochzak. Just that you can beat me by saying, where's your Shtar, if it's been only 2.5 years? How can you beat me by saying Ach V'Shtarech? Ach V'Shtarech is only a Rov. Most people wouldn't lose their Shtar. Most people who really bought it wouldn't have lost their shtar in less than 3 years. So how can you be multi mom and alpi rov? Don't we have a rule of multi and mom and alpi rov? So we just suggested two ways of answering.
Wait,
this.
It's the rov of Ach V'Shtar is undermining the chazaka of the
money. Correct.
That's a question.
Correct. So how can a rov take away karka from the mochzak if you take this approach? So again, this approach is v'dayik in the Rashbam and Daf Nebeis. The Ritva also seems to say this. I think the Sefer quoted him in Daf Chavtes and Daf Nebeis a little earlier. So he had two answers to how can you keep Motsi Ma'al Hirov. One of the famous Tosas, I think, is not Hedgenaf Gimel and Beis, who points out that we certainly are Motsi Ma'al and Hirov, right? You need two out of the three Dayanim and you're Motsi Ma'al. So, and he basically ended up answering that, no, it's not clear what he means. He basically says, we really are multi-mom and alpi rove if it's a good rove, just not if it's a bad rove. What exactly is a good rove and a bad rove is unclear. The Shev Shmaitza and others hint at the idea maybe it depends if it's a natural rove or merely a customary rove. It could be just if it's like a rove with very high odds versus a rove with just a little more than half odds. So whether it's a quantitative or qualitative chiluk, there is this day in Tosfos that really we are multi-mom and alpi rove, and it's only a rove garua that was in Bava Kama that we weren't Motsi Mammon based on. So in which case, you just say, this is a good rove, and we're okay. This is a normal good rove, not a rove garu, and we're okay. The other approach is, and this is a very fascinating question, throughout the Gemara, we use the word chazaka. Sometimes you use the word chazaka to mean status quo. But sometimes you use the word chazaka to mean human behavior, right? Like this, a chazaka, I wouldn't lose my shtar. They don't use that word, but it seems similar. Chazaka ain't on the Pariah Tosman. I don't pay my debts before they're due. Chazaka ain't on the Tariach Basuda Mafsida. Right? Chazaka ain't on the Shos Bekos Elam Kain Botko, etc. All over Shas. You have these chazakas about human nature. So, what is the nature of these chazakas about human nature? Are they really just roves? Just normal roves? Or no, maybe the chazaka about human nature are stronger than roves, and therefore you don't even get into the Sugya of Ein Motzi Mammon Al Pi Rov. Certainly when it comes to the chazaka of Einan Pere Tov Zmano, some Rishonim said that it's like an Amin Sadi, it's like a Ryan Muchlet, it's a total 100% proof, much better than a Rove, that gets the Nafgamina of whether you need a Tainas Bari together with Einan Pere Tov Zmano or not. I say you didn't pay me. You claim you paid me Tov Zmano. Do I need a Tainas Bari you didn't pay me, or can I just be a Yoresh? But without getting into that, Lemaisa, we have two ways of explaining if you take the first approach. Right, the first approach was just like metaltalin, I muchzak miyad, but you have an ach v'shtarich until 3 years. How can your ach v'shtarich take away the muchzak? So either this is a normal rule, and we hold it really our muchzak, I don't know if you hold like that, the Tosos, or chazak of human nature is better than a rove. The second derech that we also had explained last week is, you know, the Ramban says this in Hofei Usha, is that it's not just like the Talflin, but it's parallel to the Talflin. Parallel to the Talflin means there is such thing as Muchzokos and Tfisa of Karka, right? I can be Muchzok in Karka by holding on to it, not just like, but parallel to the way I'm Muchzok in Metaltalin by just holding on to it. The only difference is in Metaltalin it happens right away. In Karka, it takes 3 years, and that's the tafka of the 3 years. It's not that I'm muchzak right away in 3 years to get rid of a side problem. The 3 years tafka muchzakus. Muchzakus is harder by karka than it is by metaltalin. By metaltalin, he threw in a derech agav that by metaltalin, we know the muchzak always wins, and the markama always loses right away. That's Derech Agav. He says some people sort of state this a little too strongly. He said by Metaflin, Marakam is not significant. That's definitely not true. It's about Mitzid, Kufa, and Aleph. But the, you know, the whole sugya of Mach Par Bacham or Sumchas Mechacham, Bo, and the Safek, sort of a Sufek who owns the Cham or the Par, whichever it was. The Gemara says, well, why don't we see who the Mochzat? The answer is, it's in the Rishosa, you know, it's in the Hefker belt, it's in the Agav. Oh, why don't we see who's the Marakama? So obviously, where there is a line where there is some significance in some rare cases to Marakama by Metaltalin. Right? It's not that there's no significance, but whatever the power of the Marakama is, it's very, very weak. Lamaisa, the Muchzak, is what's really important in Metaltalin, as opposed to in Karka, where it takes 3 years for the Muchzakas to really take hold, and here the subtle, either it takes 3 years for the flux to take hold, or it takes 3 years for the Muchzakas to take hold and the Marakama to fade away. That's, you know, the same basic idea. It takes 3 years for me to be muchzak. Theoretically, and this would explain some difficulties in the Rambam, maybe not the Rambam said, well, the other side. Okay, but theoretically, you could say Gimel Shana does two things. It gives me muchzakas and takes away Ach V'Shtarach. That would be an amazing coincidence that Gimel Shana did two things, so Luchzing didn't think it was too likely. You could say both of these are true. Not both of these, but both of these are true. But that would be a coincidence.
But does this have to do with Shtika and Giruya?
Not at all yet. We haven't mentioned that. That doesn't exist yet.
So what can you have both say that one time?
You could say that in 3 years I become the Mochzik, and it also takes away the problem of Ach V'Shtarach. Meaning, I lose for two reasons until 3 years, and then 3 years, that changes both reasons at once. But that would be an amazing coincidence, so I wouldn't necessarily believe someone who said that.
Okay. Well, is there not,
and I'm not sure why those things bring it up just
between these two things.
Is there a nafkami? Yeah, the nafkami between the two things is amazing, tremendous. The nafkamina would be, what about a case where for some reason there was no Ach V'Shtarach? Now let me just bring you... Now, the truth is, whenever you say nafkamina, and I bring you a weird case of a nafkamina, you can always come back by saying low plug. Because after all, this is Dini Mamanos, and Dini Mamanos, even if it's not a Takana Darabana, and Darabana were the ones who formulated it, and you can always say, well, you know. So when I say nafkamina, I don't necessarily, if I say a weird nafkamina, it could be that it wouldn't really be nafkamina because they just say that low plug. But maybe, I mean, let's say I can prove that I had a box full of stars and was struck by lightning. Right? Then, according to this approach, maybe I should be muchzak in less than 3 years, because I'm the one holding onto the land, and you don't have a tiny Ach V'Shtarach anymore. Now, again, someone might really say the halacha doesn't take into account such weird cases. But let's say this is one of the balavatim brought up, and we basically said in Echanami, although there was some miscommunication. Let's say we live in a country where no one writes stars. Then there would be a big enough community if we took this approach. Then Cheska Sabata would be right away, and if you took this approach, Cheska Sabata would be 3 years. That would be a tremendous nafkamina. That might affect the Rechot Rishonim about what about Cheska Tashmishin, right? So there's many factors that go into this. But let's say we're not arguing over whether I bought your land. We're arguing over whether I bought a right of easement in your land or something. We're arguing over whether I received from you the right to, you know, have my gutter drip onto your land. And let's assume, like Rinne Rishon assume, that's not the kind of thing people write stars about. So if you say that there's Mozakas Miyad, maybe I should be Mozakas Miyad, because no, people don't write stars about that. If you're saying Karkos, unless you're doing it 3 years, you're not the Mozak, then maybe it wouldn't work. Again, it's hard to prove Ba'ofen Mukhlat what the Nafkamina is. But this is at least some possibilities. Could make more Nafkaminas, make other assumptions, but we'll leave that for now. The third derech is that it's not parallel at all to metaltalin. Karka is always bechezkas marakama. There is no tfisa, there is no muzakas holding on to karka. Is absolutely irrelevant and insignificant. Right? It's not that really it's like metaphalin, just a side problem. Or really, it's parallel to metaphalin, just takes a long time to get to the same place. No, it is nothing common at all. There is no muchzakas on metaphalin. There is only marakama. So then that is 3 years' help. So then you have to see that 3 years helps for an entirely different reason. What is the... And therefore, Gimel Shanim is a different reason. What different reason is that? So here you could take two approaches. Taka, what's the different reason of Gimel Shanim? Either, I'll just say in the opposite order, the order of lifting says, either Takana Darabanan, right, Tikkun Olam, that is what the Ktzos says, the Ktzos is very convinced of this, that it's a Rashi, I'm not sure what he said, I think it's a Rashi in Ksuba Stafi Zayin and Beis that people are dying this in. That's what the Ktosim died from Tosim Barabasra Lamed Hei Mabez. He had the Makor Sheet, the Furish, and the Sheet of Kvetzes. Seems to be in the name of the Ra'al, although it's a little sketchy there, so I'm not sure. On Baba Kamadaf on the test. Other Rishonim sound. The Rush here sounds a little that way. And the Ktosim died and the Raman that way. It's very hard to tell, other than, I mean, that Sheet of Kvetzes that Rav Lifton pulled out of his back pocket in Baba Kamadaf is like straight out with Furish. The Ktos is straight out with Furish. The other Rishonim, it depends if you want to be Bedaik that way or not, but certainly possible that's the Rambam, possible that's a Tosfos, possible that's a Rashi, but it's definitely not Shidu, that's definitely the Tos, Tikkun Olam, meaning, go back to the line of the Darvish story. Really, the Marakama is always mostly going to cause whoever is sitting in the karka, eating the fruits, or living in the house is utterly irrelevant. But that would lead to a social problem, where every time I buy land from you, I will eventually lose my shtar, and then you'll come back and sue me and say you never sold it, get it back for me, and society would have trouble working that way. So therefore, midrabanan, they said after 3 years I win. Then he said, of course within drabanans, there's drabanans and there's drabanans. He used a great example, the machlokas we've shown in Beldina the Garbi, the different days in Tosfos. There's something called Grama ben Zikin is Pater, and then there's something called Dina de Garbi. Right? Now, whether or not those mean the same thing or not is a big machlokas, but most Rishonim understand that grama means one kind of indirect damages, which is pater, and garmi means a different kind of indirect nezek, which is chayev, and Tosfos at least assumes that garmi is chayev drabanan. But then there are different days. The basic problem all the Rishonim have is how do you draw the line between what's called grama and what's called garmi? That's a very fundamental problem. Right? Now, it could be the Rambam and the Rif say there is no one. Grum and Garmi mean the exact same thing. And it's just Patim Derisim in Chayim Yidravonim. We didn't mention that. But most Rishonim assume that no. Grumma means these cases on this side of the room. Garmi means the case on the other side of the room. And Garmi is Chayim. Why? Garban leans towards saying it's Derisim. Tos says Derisim. Let's stick with Tosos. Tos says Garmi are some cases of indirect Nezek, which are Chayim Yidravonim. What's the rule for what falls into Grum, what falls into Garmi? And there, Tosfos has different approaches, which are just different ways of understanding the Takanas Darabanan. One approach Tosfos has, I forget the name of which Baal Tosfos it is that, Garmi are common cases that would cause social friction, and Brahma are not. I mean, it's not a wondrous kind of thing that Chum came and gave a new rule for the nature of causation and what's Maisa and what's Brahma. No, no, the Chum say, Taka Brahma's Brahma, we're not changing the lumdus here, it's not a lumdus takana. It's just that, you know, so Tosfos basically says Brahma and Garmi are equally direct and equally indirect. Just common cases that would come up in society are Garmi and Archayev, and weird cases that are not social problems, because they don't come up all the time, are Brahma and Potter. So that's saying Takana Darbana is like no lumdus, a non-lumdus Takana Darbana. But the other days in Tosfos, lumdus Takana Darbana, they say no, Garmi is a strong causation. And Grumma is a weak causation, such as Garmi is immediate causation and Grumma is time-delayed causation or other very, very difficult formulations. So basically what this is just illustrating is that sometimes Takana Darabana means don't say any lumdus. We just decided to fix a problem by throwing, you know, by hitting it with a hammer. And sometimes Takana Darabana means we did took the Keim D'Oraisa and the Rabbanan said we're going to tweak the rules a little and move the borderline, but still within the lumdus, make this a chalos that you deserve to win through. So which kind of Takana Darabana is that? Is it just that you totally are nothing efesh of efes, but the Chacham come and gave you the karka anyway to solve a social problem? Or is it that Chazal basically took a logic and made it into some sort of muchzakos or whatever it is they did, or rai or whatever it is they did, and just changed the standards a little? That is an open question, but we didn't specify, you know, this sort of sheet is an afkaminas, at least not yet. Then, what Eitan was mentioning, of course, is the very, very popular shot, which is that it's a, what is 3 years? It's a raya. Nothing to do, not nothing to do, obviously, but nothing per se to do with my holding on to the land. My holding land is merely a attempt to save something else. My holding onto the land is not relevant, because it's not parallel at all to me. My holding onto the land is not relevant. It's not parallel at all to Metaphilin. My holding onto the land happens to be a psychological provocation that would make you have a certain reaction. And if you don't have a certain reaction, that's a proof that I'm telling the truth and you're lying. Right? So basically, it's just a provocation to Mecha'a, which leads to a Raya from Shtika. My holding onto the land is not, but Torah's holding onto the land is totally irrelevant. There's only more common karka. However, no one denies that psychologically, if you were a real owner and you saw me holding onto the land for 3 years, you should have said something. And if you didn't say anything, that's a proof that you're not the real owner. As we know, that's a very popular shot in the Rishonim. The Rashba and the Rashbam sounds like that in many other
places. Ramban was the Ramban.
And the Ramban, although the Ramban makes it more complicated because he thinks that it doesn't take 3 years to have the provocation. He sort of combines, the Ramban really combines this and this.
That it doesn't take 3 years. No, but it's a different question whether it actually takes 3 years.
Or right, correct. No, the Ramban be Karom is that way.
So this, I'm just talking about the book now for a second. In the book, they made a distinction between Shtik and Girui versus Muxakut.
Yeah, exactly. So be the not only the book, we're saying the same thing right now. Muxakut versus not Shtik and Girui.
We don't have a three-part distinction, but that's more to the right.
But basically, this is Muxakut.
Yeah.
And this is Shtik and Girui. Yeah. Just Muxakut could be parallel or could be equivalent. You know, they're both on the Muxakut side.
Now, but does Takana or Durabana need it? I'm not sure how that fits in. Can't you say that
it's also like Shtikan Giroi and that has nothing to do with Musakot? That's what it has in common, that it's not Musakot.
Why can't it be a Takana Durabana that's going to be 3 years of Musakot?
Yes, so that's what I think that's what he's hinting at. A Takana Durabana could be just a sledgehammer or could turn into any of these other things by just shifting the standards a little. So you're right.
In this case, it's saying it's just.
It could. We don't know. The truth is, yes. No, he said we don't know. He left that as an open question for now. What are the rayas for this idea of shtika and giroi? So the rayas are the first proof, as he mentioned briefly, daf chav tes amud aleph, the havamina, right? Before we get to nizer b'shtari, etc., the havamina is clearly a raya from shtika. Right? Chad tarti shnei lo kapad inish.
Right? So in the end, that gets rejected. But the question is always, does that get rejected and call the whole and move on to something completely different? Or no, it gets rejected in that you need to bring in other factors in order to explain it, and you need to make it more complicated, but we still agree with the idea of what he calls the Gibur Yishtika. The next raya is Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Right?
That's the Tana.
That's the Idol Leihu Gufa Tana de Peri. Right, if I am working your land and you give me the fruit, you help me gather the fruits and give it to me, then that proves that it's really my land. So the Rashbam says that's not Midin Raya, that's Midin Hodas Balding Meidin. Meaning, he's saying that's Mamish explicit, that's not Midin Raya, why didn't you object? So in which case it might not be relevant. But you could see, no, that's not Midin Hodas Balding Meidin. You didn't actually say that I win, it's just a Raya from your lack of objection. If you actually hand it to me and don't object, then it's Raya, in which case, there it's a raya right away because you're actually in there handing me the basket. If you're just hanging out in Herzliya on the beach, then it's a raya in 3 years. So that could be a model for this. Also, Daf Nun Amud Beis, the day of that Ein Din Chazakin L'Nizakin. Right, the verse says Ein Chazakin L'Nizakin. We don't know exactly what that means. But the Gemara has two possibilities in the end. The second possibility is Kutcher Beis Akisei, something else. But the first possibility is in Din Chazaka Nizakin, that you don't need to wait 3 years for a Chazaka if you're mazik my land. If you just, farm my field, then it's a Chazaka in 3 years. But if you start digging Boros Shechina Ma'ar into my field, then it's a Chazaka right away. Why is it a Chazaka right away? Because I would object if you're digging up and ruining my field. So what are you saying here? It's just such a big giroi, such a big provocation, that I should have objected right away, so it's a riot for my shtika right away. So 2-3 years is a smaller provocation, so it's a riot for my shtika after 3 years. And so it could be a model for this as well. Then, of course, there's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah, Falam Chesem and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda has a different idea than Hoche Yusha, different idea than Rava, different idea than any of the days in the beginnings of our sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason for 3 years is something else. It's so that in case he's in Aspamia, I'm not sure exactly where Aspamia is, but in case the guy's in Aspamia, then you can be matzah for 1 year, and they could go spend a year going to tell him, and then he could spend a year coming here and objecting. So it's basically the reason for 3 years is to give time for the word to get back and forth to Aspania. And what the Rashbam seems to be, accurately medayik from that, is that basically we're dealing with, the Rashbam is supposed to be Giroi Vishtigat. It's a provocation. The reason Cheskes Gimel Shanim works is because you provoked him, he should have objected, and if he didn't object, then that proves that he's not an owner. What owner would not have objected? Right? So it must be that he's not an owner. Later he comes and claims he is an owner. Okay, so later he's being a liar. So the only reason you need 3 years is for the word to get to him, but basically the provocation and silence should be a riot right away, which is exactly what Rashbam says. If the guy is living around the corner, then it's Chazaka right away, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's only if he's in Aspam yet needs 3 years. So that's also, now that's for Rabbi Yehuda. But nonetheless, even for us, it could be that he thinks the provocation, the shear of provocation is miyad. You just need time for it to get us body and back, and we think the shear of provocation is 3 years. So that could also be a model. Then we...
Today's world, international travel, it could be...
So in today's world, then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's however long it takes news to spread. It's a couple days. It's a couple days, no matter where the guy is. Nachum. One of the other things that came out here is that Rabbi Yehuda separated Chazaka into two parts. There's like the Etzem Chazaka, and then like it's extended for some side reason. There are many pshatim like this. The Achmishtar Pshat would also say there's the Etzem Chazaka, which is short, and then there's extra time to get rid of Achmishtar. So it's possible that you could say that the Etzem Chazak is less than 3 years. You just need 3 years for some side reason, whether it be Aspania, whether it be Achvei Shtarach, whether you think of some other side reason. So you have the question, if the Etzem Chazak is less than 3 years, what's the minimum shear of time for a Maisa Chazaka. So you might have thought it's right away, which is what the Rashbam says for Rabbi Yehuda. Your Rav Litzin wanted to tell you that if the real Maisa Chazaka is less than 3 years, and that 3 years is just a side issue, then he thinks it's not right away, he thinks it's 1 year, or at least one season. Whatever the season might be. In agriculture, one season is sort of the equivalent of a year, more or less. Why does he think that? So he sees this hinted at in a few Gemaras. Daf Mamel from Beis, it says, three people who buy it, like A bought it from B, and then B bought it, or rather, A sold it to B, B sold it to C, etc. They're starved at 3 years, as long as they have a star between them. But why did it say three Lukukos for 3 years? Why not six Lukukos? They each did half a year. Or, 12 Lukukos, they each did a quarter of a year. So it could be just style. Or it could be because less than a year, that wouldn't be anything. Less than a year is not living there at all. It's that these three people have Lukukos, then they add together to get to 3 years. They each had a Maisa Chazaka. Likewise, and then Bezam and Aleph, it says, what if I, worked the land, I ate the land, Bifneha, 1 year Bifneha, then 2 years Bifneha, 2 years Bifneha, talking about if the God Marakana died. So I did part of my Chazaka while he was alive, part while he was dead, and all the examples are 1 year and 2 years, or 2 years and 1 year. They never say 6 months and 30 months, or, 33 months and 3 months. So it could be just Stan, they, wanted to make it simple. Or it could be, no, there's really a diuk that the minimum Maisa Chazak is 1 year. You need to have three in the end. But it's not a Maisa Chazak at all. If it's less than 1 year, then that doesn't count for anything. And likewise, you want to diuk this again. You could just say it's Stam, or you could say it's a diuk. From the Nevuvim and Aleph talked about Eidim Zomim by Chazaka and said, what if we split it up? What if there are two Eidim on year one, two Eidim on year two, two Eidim on year three? Or, three brothers, one brother and a stranger in year one, another brother and the same stranger in year two. But again, it never says anyone's made in less than a year. Everyone's made in at least a year. It could be just Stam, it was simpler to write the Shas that way. Or it could be that, no, less than a year is not even a Maisa Chazak at all. It's just a Maisa of hanging out. So you need 3 years, but you need 3 years of Maisa Chazak, and it's not a Maisa Chazak at all, less than a year. So that was Rav Lichtenstein's diuk. It's a diuk, it's not Mocher. You could have just said they were writing it very simply. But that's a side point we brought up. If you say, not that the Maisa Chazak is 3 years, the Maisa Chazak is less than that, but for some reason it needs to be 3 years, how short can the Maisa Chazak be? Could be Miyad, that's the Rashbam, within the town of Rabbi Yehuda, or let's see, once Miyadai, that it could be a year. Then we actually started, so now we have the introduction, the different ways of looking at it, and then we started the Gemara. Agav, in the Rishona, where you find these different shitas, as we mentioned here, that Rav Lichtenstein's Dayak in the Rashbam, Daf and Beis and Aleph, seems like a good deal, although I'm not sure how consistent the Rashbam is throughout the Masechet. The Ritva, Daf and Beis and Beis sounded a little like that. The Ramban, Daf and Beis sounded similar to this, but not exactly. Here is what the Ramban says in Hochei Usha. I'm not sure who says this in Rava, unless Eitan wants to claim that.
Oh, that's the Havamin of
Hochei Usha. Takana de Rabbanan, we mentioned the Ktos and the Shidu Mevetzes, and it sounds like Rashi, and maybe some of them died from the Rambam, the Rush, and Tos Naflam. Hey, provocation to Khan the Rai from Shtika is pretty mefurish in the Rash. But here, Rabbeinu Yonah, but with a little bit of twist, seems to pass with Takana de Rabbanan to make the provocation a good provocation. Also says, it's a Rai and Shtika. And then there are many Tosos in that sound that way, Rashbams that sound that way, although they don't necessarily attack it as a sugya the same way. Now we start to
show. Does anyone say that it just that Rava's words need to be taken literally? It's tiring.
And therefore what?
And
everyone will take them literally, and then what?
No, and they don't add any other element to it.
What do you mean don't add any other element? Why do I win? Just come back here for my star, why should I win? Meaning you can just take Rav's words literally because they don't make sense.
Yeah.
I think. So, there are plenty of people who just quote Rav's words. The Rif just quotes Rav's words. But then you still ask to the Rif, but what do you mean, Mr. Rif? And obviously he can't answer anymore. So, then we started the Gemara. The first thing is Hochei Usha wanted to learn to form Sharmuad. And here we had three issues. They were interesting. Number one, we're not really sure how Sharmuad works. We discussed that a little. Like, why is three times change anything in Sharmuad? Number two, the parallel is a little funny. Over there it becomes a Sharmuad. Over here it becomes proof that it's my land. That was number three. Number two is the units are different. There it's three negichos, here it's 3 years. or through seasons, as we'll see in the continuation of the Gemara. So that's a very funny kind of parable. Lemaisa, we started the Chakir about Shor Muad. And what is Shor Muad? Why does three times make it a Shor Muad? Now, obviously, three times makes a Shor Muad has something to do with Mitzias, with the reality that now I have to watch out because it's somehow a dangerous ox. Now, the question is, halachli, is it merely an Indian Mitzias, or is it a formal chalos? So within Shor Muad, we ask, is it a Mitzias? Right? Now, but Mitzias, it's dangerous, so I should have watched it. And within that, we have two ways to say it. Either it became, right, dangerous, or it's igloi milsa, that it was dangerous, meaning, you know, this gets whatever. Either that after warning three times, it has now trained itself to be dangerous. It's now become trained in the pattern of Nikichos.
Right, that's not, isn't Igloi Milta that...
Or Gila Milta was always wild.
That's what, okay, it was always wild. And just,
right, so with him and Sears, you go either way. Either it used to be tame taka, but now it became wild because it got used to being wild. Or, no, it was always wild, we just never realized until now. But either way, Mitzias, it's wild. It's just a matter of Mitzias. Whether it's a matter of Mikanel Haba Mitzias, that it's now trained itself to be wild, because it's gotten used to wildness, or whether it's Igloi Milsa, that now we've seen that it was always wild, and we just never realized, that's Mitzias. As opposed to...
But can't you say then, according to that second Chita, that it's Igloi Milsa, that Limafreya, that sure should be Chayav and everything?
So, theoretically... Why? But if it's an igloi milsa, what you'd have to say is that you're only chayiv on a wild shore if you knew it was a wild shore. That gets into issues of you de Torah, you de Gavri pointed out. The Gemara has a chakira in, it's like a brisker chakira in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, where the point of shor muad is to make the shore muad or to make the owner muad. So if you say it's igloi milsa mafreya, then you probably have to say that, so why don't we retroactively make you pay nezek shalim? Because the point is to make you more careful, and even if Igloi Milsa was always wild, you didn't know it was wild until now.
So, well, is it nafkamin of that you'd be chayav in all your other animals?
No, because you now have to be careful with this shore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Tosfos points out in Chaf Chesam and Beis, that it, depending on how you interpret Yudei Gavri and Yudei Torah, which is the Hakira that Tosfos has in Chaf Chesam and Beis here, the stomach discussed in Mokama also, Yudei Gavra might be very similar to Yudei Torah, or might not. Basically, it's like, so you get Yudei Gavra really mean to, like, train the owner, or just means, no, it's about the ox being wild, just, it means the owner knows his ox is wild, but it's still about the ox. But, okay, I am Shum. Now, so what Rav Lichtenstein, I think, wanted to say is, and there could be some nafkaminas, for example. Now, the Gemara discussed this Leinyan Adam, but I don't know if it's so mefurish. I didn't catch the Mar Makom, Leinyan Negichas Shorim. Nafkamina could be, what if, let's say, it was really wild and, you know, gored lots and lots, but not in a way that made the formal chalos. Like, let's say, gored lots of shores of Hefker or lots of shores of Hektish, etc. So, you know, let's say it went and it killed a hefker shore, There can't really be, a normal process of going to the din, right? It didn't do anything that's actionable in Bezdin, but yet it's just as wild. And that might, you know, affect other issues also. So there could be nafkaminas, whether you view it as more of a formal chalos or more of a mitzias. Although, obviously, formal chalos doesn't mean it has nothing to do with mitzias. We're not idiots. The question is just, did the Torah say, you know, based on the Mitzias, it becomes a formal chalos that make it into a Shor Muad, or is it that the Yonim are just sort of helping to clarify the Mitzias, whether we count a little or a phrase, doesn't matter. So, Nafmin again might be, what if it clearly was very, very wild, but in a way that's not so recognized by the form?
And then it becomes from the Mitzias side of things, but
correct. Correct. Now, so Rav Lichtenstein wanted to say, you know, Tosos and all the Rishonim here, Kayadua, Tosin Older Shom here wanted to figure out exactly what's the connection. How can we learn from Shor Muad? So Rav Lichtenstein wanted to say that If you take it as a takana drabban, it becomes a little easier because it doesn't actually have to make sense. But that's sort of cheap. Meaning, if you say because the mishnah is takana drabban, then nothing really has to make sense. It could all just be oh, this is a smach to be alma. So, but that's a cheap way of making sense of the sugya. So you want to say if it's a matter of this is also a little cheap lechora a form of chalos. If it's not about the mitzias of the teva of the you know domesticity or wildness of oxen, but it's a matter of creating a formal chalos, then it's a little easier to understand. Now, from here we see that the Torah three times creates a formal chalos. So then it's a little easier to understand. That's what Tosfos calls milsa below time, right? Tosfos says the Havin is milsa below time. It's a little easier to understand. I mean, it's still not so easy to understand because we don't have the time of it. But it's a little easier to understand if Sharmuad is not about the nature of Sharmuad as a formal chalos, then it's a little easier to understand.
That's also assuming that
Chesed Yom Hashanah is a formal. Yeah, somehow that's assuming that Chesed Yom Hashanah is a formal. It's a formal chalos. That's what Tosfos called Milsa Lo Taima. So that would make it easier to understand, although we don't really understand the logic. Another way.
You said a chalom can be logical.
I think that at first it's certainly the way it sounded in the book is like one way is saying, look, it's a formal halacha kolos there, it's a formal halacha kolos here, and on the one hand we don't really understand it, on the other hand we see how they can be similar. That otherwise it's going to be a little difficult. Like if you really say something logical here, which is all the possibilities we had on the board, then you know why should that depend on Sharmuad? So for example, there are many Rishonim who understand this something logical. Or Banner Beit Yonah say. No, it's talking about this Muzakis, the middle shot there, a parallel, right? The Muzakis changes after 3 years, just like the Chazaka the Shore changes after 3 years. So I guess something you have to say, or unless he wasn't so comfortable with this, you have to say that just like over there, you know, three times creates, again, it's sort of a little funny. If it's Mesias over there, three times shows the axes, three times, I guess I'd say just like there, three times shows the axes wild. Three times that you act like an owner of the land shows that you have a tchuna of owning this land. Again, it's not really a characteristic in you, but then the parallel becomes tricky, but you have to do it. Relichting didn't get up to pointing out, but you know, there's basically, I mean, seems to be three basic ways in the Rishonim that they develop understanding Sharmuad. One is like form of chalos milsa b'lo taima that Tosfos brings up. The other is this Ramban and Yonah, which is that, just like there the chazaka changes, here the mufzakas changes. Yeah, it's not so clear exactly why it should be parallel, but you have to live with it. And then there's what Tosfos thinks in the continuation of the Hochi Ushasogya, which is just like over there, you've shown that this is a goring ox, which gores and gores and gores and gores. Likewise over here, if he was quiet three times, Tosfos brings in provocation and mecha, if he was quiet three times, you've shown. Just like over there, if he gored three times, you've shown it's because he's really a gorer. Likewise, if he's quiet three times, you've shown it's because he really doesn't have anything to say because he's not an owner. And so Tosfos basically brings it to this. The Ramban and Rabbi Yonah bring it to this. Tosfos in the beginning of the sugya says just a form of chalos, milsa b'lo taima. So those are the three ways of understanding the meaning of Sharmuad, two of which we mentioned this year last night. And either way, it's still a very difficult thing to understand. It's only the Maskana of the Yidur Rishmal and Rabbi Akiva. Not like it's even rejected, but it's funny to figure out exactly how we know that. Lachor, what you have to say is that, you know, it's just a general Torah principle that it's not something specific about the, you know, it's clear from Esav Shas about the nature of oxen. It's a general Torah principle that anything that happens once or twice can be coincidence. Anything that happens three times, you know, is really defining the nature of something. Whether it be Kamal or Afrei, that doesn't make a difference. Three times can't be coincidence defines the nature of something. Why that should be cross-disciplinary, is an interesting question. And therefore, here also that three times somehow is not just coincidence. It's either three times a muzakos or three times is a shtika. You know, three times means that something really defines the nature of what's going on, and that's lechor what's going on in Sharmuad if it's not just three times being a form of chalos. Okay, we'll pick up Mir Tishen next week.
Where's that Tosfos?
Which Tosfos?
The one, the last one you quoted.